You are listening to the Sworn American Sheepdogs, and today is Friday, October 9th, 2015, and it still shit hits the fan week here on the Sworn American Sheepdogs. Boy, it has been a week to remember so far. It's been a lot of broadcasting hours, and this whole week has built up towards this weekend's events with the Global Rally for Humanity and, of course, the 1010 events tomorrow in D.C. and all that. It's a great week to be a patriot, and we are fortunate enough to have John Blaine Sod and Joe on with us tonight from Arizona. And as we've been plastered with their treats in the form of their videos from the day, I guess it all started with the photo. The photo broke yesterday, and you see John and Blaine and Sad in the background, all wearing white t-shirts like it's the uniform of the day, and each one of them with a shit-eating grin on their face. Happiest I've ever seen you guys. And I am almost positive that everyone in the community that saw that picture had the same chill run down their spine as I did. And then the videos start rolling out today. First video I watched today was, Blaine did an intro. And by the way, after they leave tonight off the air, we'll go through all these videos that they've uploaded, and we'll listen to the audios from it at least. I know you can't see the video, but anyways, Blaine's intro and then the PA speaker set up on the back of the tailgate, going through the audio of all of the terror attacks that were Islam. And then all the countries that get along great. And it was like with all these different combinations of faiths and countries. And anytime Islam was linked up with any other country, it was bad. Any other country was good. And then the worst of the worst was when it was Islam living with Islam. It was so beautiful. And then you see the cops roll up. I don't even know if John had noticed yet, because he was all caught up in the hype, hadn't looked yet. And now at the end of the street, you see a cop pull up in an SUV, and it comes walking up, and you think, oh, really? Is it going to go that bad right now? And then you see them being all cooperative, and it was just great. And then, it was about an hour later, maybe longer, another video comes out. It's Sod addressing the mosque across the street, doing the best classic Sod for like, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes. Beautiful. And then the gun show started, and they went out and blew up a bunch of crap. It was just awesome. So here they all are. They're going to talk about tonight. They're going to party with us for a little while and then talk about tomorrow. Fellas, how are you doing?
Good.
How are you doing, bud?
We're doing great. Oh, I'm so into you guys right now. This has just been so great. So tell us about this morning and how it all started, and just take us through the day.
Well, this is John here. I guess I'll start 1 second after I kill my dog. Oh, man.
We're all doing – this was pretty much an impromptu show, so we're all just, you know, we're all just at the end of our day.
You gotta forgive us. You know, we're right in the middle of everything, but we got people coming over. We got people in and out. We got a lot of people coming from all over the country. So, I mean, and actually, I think that's one of the greatest thing about this, what's going on now. We not only have people all across the country that are backing this cause, but we have people that are all across the world. And that's one thing I want to send a shout out to Britain first. To the great Aussie Patriot, my people in France. I mean, this is pretty much going worldwide, and it's good to see great patriots getting together and coming to a cause and coming to a reality of what we need to do as far as maintaining our countries.
for sure. Now, today was more or less just like, I mean, just it was kind of like a fun run through, right? But tomorrow's the big day, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, today is just basically getting everybody together. You know, getting everything organized.
Put your hand out.
You know, we also want to make sure that you know, local law enforcement and everybody knows our purpose. That it's a good purpose. That we're not, you know, doing anything that's you know, how would you say that is racist or whatever. I mean, we're here for a good cause. We're here for unity. Trying to bring people together to understand what's going on now with current affairs all across the world right now with Islam. And yeah, so basically today is just getting everything together and getting prepared for tomorrow.
So when y'all hooked up, what was it, last night or was it this morning?
Actually, I just
what, 2 days.
Yeah, I just rolled in. We've had people rolling in for the last couple of days, but.
And then this morning, describe to the listeners, take us there to right when you first rolled up on that mosque.
Blaine, you there? You want to go ahead and take this one?
Yeah, or John can. I guess
okay,
I could.
Yeah,
I mean, we first roll up. Okay, you go ahead, John.
Yeah, we rolled up there. too many chiefs on one line, right?
Not at all.
We rolled in there. Oh my God, I cannot catch a break at this house. This is ridiculous, man.
Don't even worry about it, man. Don't even worry about it.
Blaine, you go for it, brother. I got too much crap going on in here. So.
Well, we first show up to the mosque, and when we first come around the corner and park, there's some vehicles that are next to each other, and it was kind of hard to see in them, and we're going like, who the hell's in those vehicles already? So we were a little edgy, and then but we found out that they were police officers undercover. And let me tell you something, the Phoenix police are great. They were very respectful to us, didn't oppress us in any way. They have a First Amendment task force team, I guess, for the city of Phoenix to keep the peace. So they did a really good job there, and they still let us have our voice. Well, there wasn't really anybody there when we first got there, and then we set up the speaker, and people started coming in, and then, you know, we got on the PA system, and we started making our voices heard, and then into it a little bit that they actually built a barricade around us, the police did, so to make a barrier between us and the mosque. That was on their part. We weren't afraid of anything. We were just out there having a voice, and you know, there was no problems. It was peaceful, and we made our voices heard.
How would you describe how you made your voices heard?
Well,
very loudly.
And with facts.
You know what, Joe, or Edward, or whatever whatever the hell your name is, Jesus. We went there. We took the megaphone and the loudspeaker there, and again, we don't have to. It was awesome. We don't have to sit there and do any of the name calling. All I did was play nothing but informational videos, and then read to them directly from the Quran, and you know, we just beat the hell out of them with their own facts. And all they can do is call us a racist or a bigot, and all the while, then we have Saad. And when Saad steps up to the plate and starts preaching to these people, you start seeing these guys look up. Like, I mean, just imagine like those little meerkats when they pop up out of the hole. That's what it looked like. When Saad grabbed the microphone and he starts preaching out there on the street, it was just like a bunch of meerkats start popping up out of their holes, and these Muslims are looking like, this is an Arab over here, and he's talking to us. He's talking to us in Arabic, and then he's talking to us in English, and he's a former Muslim, and he's speaking out. Oh, my gosh, look at this rare breed.
I wonder how much dissension happened within the crowd inside as they you know, filed in and whatever. It looked like there was, you know, several people going in and out of that place today.
It was like the Middle East down there. There were so many Muslims that filled up in there. But they all came through the back, which was funny. There was a lot of them there. We were highly outnumbered.
They must have hated you being there. I wonder how many of the women inside there appreciated your freedoms and wished that they could just jump the fence right then. I wonder how many of the men wished that they weren't locked into their, they didn't have their kung fu grip on that faith and their commitment to it and their commitment to their you know, group that goes to that mosque. Now, John, in the video, you mentioned that that mosque actually produced those draw Muhammad cartoon attackers.
Yeah, that's right. So we've been playing this smart this time around. You know, I got beat up on the very first rally I ever helped on or produced. And today, you know, I this time I had some more good people in my corner, and today we released a giant press release showing Elton Simpson, Nadir Hamid Sufi, and Hassan Abu Jihad, Derek Sharif, and Abdul Malik Abdul Karim. These are five individuals that have all come from this very mosque right here in Phoenix, and they've all had terrorist ties right here in my backyard, right here in Phoenix. So this is, I'm honored that the last rally I did, it was a little nerve-wracking for me. Okay, it rattled my cage. But now I got some of the baddest hombres in the planet, as far as I'm concerned, right here with me, and you know, standing by my side, and because they know I'm real, I'm a genuine person, and I'm just standing up for what's right. I'm not doing no name calling. We're just stating the facts. If anybody wanted that, they're able to get that. I'll forward it or push it out to whoever. But we just didn't want to give the media time to try to slander this.
Mm-hmm. It's cool that they gave you what did you call it? The zone of the First Amendment or whatever, the freedom of speech zone. That was cool because it kind of gave you guys your little stage area. It wasn't like you guys were just marching back and forth or anything. You had your own staging area, and
they were so mad. The imam of the mosque, he was so mad, and he was pointing, and I saw him over there talking with the cops, and he was pointing and basically telling them to move us down the street because the cops let us set up right across from the mosque. And he was like, can't you move them down the street or whatever? And they're like, no, technically we don't have to even put them in there. They're cooperating with us and letting us put barricades around them. So technically we don't have to put anything around them. These guys can be right here on your doorstep if they want because it's public property. And, you know, the cops, they're awesome, and we cooperate with them. And, you know, they came out and they keep the peace. Also, it was that same imam that was on the news calling me a racist and a bigot. So I had my, you know, my 2 seconds with him when I got on the mic, and I was calling him out and telling him, you know, oh, you're going to call me a racist and a bigot? I have an Arab man here living in my house with me, coming here and breaking bread with me and my children. And so don't call me a racist and a bigot. Just, you know, you're going to stoop to that low and just call me names because you don't have any genuine dirt on me? Come on.
Well, let's turn the mic over to Saad here real quick, because I want to ask Saad, I want to ask you a particular question. You're highly active on social media with your your positions and your story of how you got to where you are now, and you express your feelings a lot, and then you appear to. The impression you've given me is that you live a relatively normal, exciting life, meaning that you're awesome. You know, you have an active life. Most guys I know would love to have your life type of thing. What I want to ask you is I'm assuming it must have filled you with so much excitement to actually do this boots on the ground event with your brothers in arms, right there across the street from the mosque. I mean, tell us about how the whole thing made you feel to do it.
I've been here for a long time, my friends, for long years. I lost my family. I lost my brother last year. That's the last brother, the third brother they killed in there. And he never see me or heard me talking about Islam or about any terrorist attacks until the last few years. It got to me. As a gratitude for this nation, for this great nation, who opened the doors for me and welcomed me, never hurt my feeling. Not a single American told me on my face, you are an Arab, you are a sand nigger, you don't belong to this country. None. And the time has come when I see that movement being perfected, I name calling and attacking each other. The time has come to unite this movement and come as one nation, as brothers and sisters, with all races. Nothing will separate us. As long as we have the will to unite as Americans under this flag, the red, white, and blue, there is no other flag above that. This is unity. I stand for liberty and freedom. And when I see my brother John being labeled as a racist and a bigot, I will walk from Louisiana to Arizona in a heartbeat if they didn't let me fly to come here and visit my brothers and my real family. I will stand by him. This is my country. This is my home. I'm not playing no games. I'm not getting nothing out of that. This is our country. The time has come to be united and stand up as one. That's it. It's very simple. If you are a man with respect, little respect for this nation, you stand up for it. It's not about Facebook keyboard warriors. It's not about posting, oh, you cool, you posting picture with the gun. Oh, you a tough guy. I'm a tough guy. I will tear your ass up if you mess with America. As simple as that. Do not mess with my family. Do not mess with my country. And this is my country. You already destroyed my home in Iraq. You already destroyed my home in Kuwait. I'm not going to let it happen the third time. I'm tired of turning the other cheeks. I'm not here to start no violence. We are practicing our right to speak up against those terrorists. That mosque, specifically that mosque, recruited few terrorists in there, sympathized with ISIS and trying to kill Americans. How much we can take and for how long? And you classify that guy as a racist and a bigot? When I spoke to them in Arabic, there is an Arabic guy, Palestinian guy, a Muslim guy, stand next to us holding a sign. Oh, it says, and it has an arrow and on the sign pointing at us, stupidity or ignorance at the best, at the best or something like that. I looked at him and I spoke in Arabic to him. I said, really? Is this is what you think? I was a Muslim. I grew up in a Muslim house, but we didn't practice that religion. We know it's fake. We know it's evil. We didn't kill nobody. We didn't hurt nobody. I don't hate you. I hate Islam. I don't like that religion. This is religion. It's an evil religion. It's a direction, and it's an orders to kill and hurt people. And he didn't like that. Oh, I was born in America. I said, I wasn't born in America. But I lived here long enough to appreciate what this country got to offer. And it's very simple, my friend. I don't think I did anything other than being a true patriot American. And I came all the way from Louisiana to show the love and support from the swamp land where the alligators grow so mean. The only thing I didn't like about Phoenix is the beer is not cold as Louisiana, my friend.
Your experience being part, you know, in the past with that religion, maybe you can verify what it feels like to be a Muslim and be oppressed by other Muslims and the fear that the whole thing could turn on you, or that you might have to go to war. I mean, like that day, or they're gonna you're gonna kill your family and all that. And then how you've switched now, and what I saw today, it just seems so clean and so right. And you just you seem so proud, and your pride spilled over, and all your fans were able to literally be proud vicariously through you. And I wanted to ask you particularly about how it felt to sit there, and you know, this must have been a very high point for you and your belief and your pride in America and your brothers, you know, there standing beside you. And I'm happy for you, Saad. I really am. I'm always happy for you. I was telling the fans the other day, I talked about Saad. I said, you know, I mean, in my other shows, I've interviewed celebrities and I've been starstruck and all that. You know, the Patriot community kind of has their own, you know, in-house celebrities. And of course, every one of them everyone on the phone here tonight on the show is one of them, but Saad in particular still star strikes me. And maybe you guys can relate to that or not, or maybe I'm just being a fruit about the whole thing. But yeah, Saad, you're the man. What I said was, you know, Saad, he could actually break into Hollywood. He could be like the international Vin Diesel, because he's, you know, he's easy on the eyes. You know, you could be an action. Saad, you ought to get yourself an agent, man. You are a celebrity, and you can, and you deserve everything that America has to offer, including that kind of exciting life.
If I say something here?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, there's a lot of Americans that I've known throughout the Patriot movement, and hearing Saad's story, I mean, just everything that he's about. He is more American than most Americans I met in this country, and it's an honor to know him and meet him, and to call him my brother, because I got to sit and eat food with them, and you know, to hear his story and how he was oppressed by Islam, and how he's over here now defending our nation from the very thing that's trying to overthrow it, it's just amazing to see. And I don't know if people know this, but Saad actually fought next to our Marines over there. He's a solid guy, and I would defend him with my life.
Well, thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Honestly, I'm not doing anything other than, you know, just speaking my mind and stand up as American and appreciating everything this country had to offer. I'm not here to downgrade my people. They still my people. I still have family there, Muslims. They hate me. I forgive them as a Christian. I'm not here to tell you and tell everybody, oh, Christianity is better than Islam and we're going to go through that. No, this is my faith. I keep it to myself. You don't see me telling people, hey, man, you better be Christian or I'm going to shoot you in the head. I don't do that. I don't believe in violence. I'm here to show some love and support to my family and my brothers. I stood up in front of those mosques. They had a group of them. They were from India and Pakistan and Sri Lanka and Bangladesh, all those poor countries. And those people, they go and work in Saudi Arabia and Kuwait, and they get abused by their fellow Muslims, abuse them physically, mentally, deport them, put them in jail, and nobody say nothing about it, especially your government. Your government, a friend with Saudi Arabia and Kuwait and the Persian Gulf. That's why they are protected by your government. You don't see anything being taken action against those countries, especially Saudi Arabia. That's the head of the snake, my friend. Those people are evil. They shake your hand and recruit people to blow up your building and kill your innocent people. Mm. When I see that, I stand up, my friend. I love my American people. I love my Arab people. I grew up with the Christian Iraqi people. They are the most wonderful, loving people ever God created on the face of the earth. And we have Lebanese Christian. We have Palestinian Christian. They are Arabs and Egyptians and all races in there and all different nationality. They peaceful. They don't kill you. You don't see an Iraqi guy strap up a bomb and blow up himself if he was a Christian. They don't do that. So Islam, this is the problem, brother. Trust me, they cannot get married. They cannot get laid. They have a bachelor's degrees and they cannot have a job. What else they got left? ISIS, being jihadis, killing people, to go to heaven, to sleep with the virgins. They horny people. It's all about sex, my friend. Trust me, those people don't believe in God. Garantini, give me 10 Playboy bunnies and take them.
I know, right?
They would lay down their weapons.
I'd take one non-virgin over 10 virgins any day. That's some boring crackers for 17 times. That's, you know, you're not gonna get any, you know, they're not gonna be any anything goes nights with a virgin, that's for sure.
It's not that, brother. You're killing another human being to go get laid? Are you serious?
That's kind of like indirect rape or something.
I mean,
no love in the desert. There's no love in the desert.
We're going to find one thing about that religion that kind of makes a point. Well, okay. That was a poor joke. Too soon, I suppose. All right. Okay, so now you guys went out. You did that all day long. Then you went out in the... It looked like a motorcycle range or area or whatever. It looked like some sort of climbing hill or something. And
actually, that road was made by bullet holes. That's where we go shooting.
So what were these new bullets you got there, John?
Oh, they were magic. Magic bullets. I loaded them myself. And, I can't wait till... you know, all the three-letter agencies start kicking my doors in. That's why I told Blaine real quick, put on there a disclaimer. That's Tannerite, all right? We're not
you can buy those exploding targets, right?
Right. Well, that's what it was, yes, sir.
That's what it was. It was Tannerite.
If you just cut out the last like 3 seconds of the video, you can, you know. Bigger, it's just exploding targets.
Yeah.
Then the camera turned.
That's all it was. But then when it comes back, and then there's Captain O standing there with an AT-4 with a shit-eating grin on his face.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man.
That's
so
what
tomorrow.
We gotta do, though. You know what I'm saying? We gotta keep a smile on our face. This is it. We got difficult times, and it ain't, we guys like us know that, you know, our number could come up at any time. So we're out having a good time, keeping a smile on our face. We're here. We're chilling at my house, eating some pizza, armed to the tee, cleaning our weapons, and getting ready to
that
kick
brings
for
up
the bonfire.
That brings up a pretty good point. And I think that, you know, today was fun and happy and all. But there are some dangers with tomorrow because, of course, they know you're coming. And, you know, so I want you guys to definitely – take care of yourselves over there tomorrow and, you know, be tactical too, please. You know, it's easy to get caught up in the moment and they're going to hit you.
That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. So to make sure that, I mean, that's one of the thing why the militia decided to go ahead and get involved with this whole event was, like I said, this is not a hate rally of any kinds of sorts, but by all means, we will have full security there. We will make sure that anybody who wants to come there and voice their voice and exercise their First Amendment rights will be able to go there safely and do so protected and not have to worry about any kind of retaliation. And that's one of the reasons why we're here. We want to make sure that the First Amendment right is protected and that anybody can come down. They can bring their kids. They can bring their families. They can come down there and express their concerns, their grievances, and everything they want to say without any kind of worry of retaliation. So anybody that's heading, that wants to come down but is a little leery about it, afraid, you know, believe me, we will have enough security there to make sure that everyone's protected and safe and that this will be a peaceful rally.
Now, Blaine, in the first video that came out today, he did a plea for some sunblock. Are you fair-skinned, Blaine? Are you from – where are you from?
He's
where
a
you
pussy,
live?
Man.
Yeah. No, actually, John asked me to put out a call for sunscreen. And I obliged.
Hey, man, they are white boys. You know, they get burned quick. Not like
yet. No, I know.
Well, hang on. Me and Joe are native and kind of white.
He just want to get tan, brother. Look pretty.
John's been sporting that bald head of his around in that sunlight for years now, haven't you?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I'll get skin cancer at some point.
You're not eating that pizza, John.
You guys got to – you need to like, squeeze John's head and see if it feels like leather. Or if it feels like normal skin, that's got to be cooking. That Arizona sun is nothing to play with.
Hey,
that's
you know,
for sure.
You guys want to hear a little piece of history? Do you know where the term leatherneck came from?
No, tell us.
And Marines, when they fought Islamists the first time, would wear a piece of leather around the neck so they wouldn't lose their head or get their throat slit.
That's a good idea.
Story. Look that up. Google that.
You guys all have leather.
Using during kinky sex too in America. I learned
that. Yeah. He's got a swing in the bedroom. He's got a pole that he slides down on.
You already are a rock star and a celebrity. You just need the big Hollywood budget behind you, man. You need to be smashing through walls and playing superheroes
No. Not for me, my friend. Not for me. I'm a server.
No, do it for us, not you.
No, then he's under contract and they control his life. We don't want that. He wants freedom.
I want to see him in movies. Shut up. Don't ruin it for me. Don't ruin my fantasy.
Get a different kind of movie for you if you want.
Right? Hey, don't tempt me, man.
I'm joking, brother.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, man. So talk about tomorrow real quick. Where can everyone find the information on what's going on nationally? I know that there was a blast I played that you guys sent me yesterday that Facebook had been shutting down all of the pages that have to do with the local groups. Have you guys reorganized? Where can people go to find information at this last minute in their local cities, or how can people figure out how to get involved nationally tomorrow?
They just need to go and type in Global Rally for Humanity on Facebook up in the search tab, and when it comes up, you'll start to see a list of different options. So they got to type in Global Rally for Humanity, punch in a colon right behind it, and type in the city that you're in. If you don't have a rally already set up in your city, then, you know, hey, whatever, it's not too late. Those are for the real patriots, the real people that want to stand up. You know, there might only be a few of you out there, but you just make your own page.
He's got a good point. If you don't see one, start one yourself.
What would you suggest? Googling like the most popular mosque in your city or whatever, and just choosing that as
absolutely.
A spot. Okay. Now,
yep,
next question is.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask you the audio that you're playing. Is this something that people can download off of YouTube or whatever and blast through their own stereos or whatever? Because that is great produced audio. Just it didn't need any video at all. Is that something that people can find and play at their events? The same exact. Audio?
Yeah, it's a video. It's a video that's on. It's on the main Global Rally for Humanity page. If they scroll down the page, you go down a little bit, and there's a video, and it's shared by the Aussies. It talks all about Islamophobia and how that's a you can't call it Islamophobia because it just goes into depth about. A phobia is an irrational fear of something. Well, we have a perfectly, you know, it's not irrational to have a fear of Islam. And then it goes on and it starts talking about, it just starts naming off all the different terrorist organizations, all the different terrorist attacks. And that's what we're doing. Like I said, we just beat them up with the facts. That's all we have to do. I'm printing off, you know, but people do need to be prepared, you know. Print off, just go online, do some research, print off some facts. Read it out loud to them, print off, you know, there's plenty of websites out there too, Bare Naked Islam, that you can go on there, and there's all kinds of information to print off and just go out there and read it off to them. And it does. That's what they do in this video. So I'm going to touch in and elaborate and add a bunch more terrorists to the video after it's done reading all the different terrorists and terrorist organizations. I'll add another 50 terrorist organizations. I'll add another 50 terrorist personnel and with their names and how many people they killed, and just throw facts out there. And it's not going to stop any, not in our lifetime, I don't think, but we need to smack it in the butt. They need this whole Islam needs reformation. That's what they need. And there's even, I can't remember her name at the moment, but there's a woman that's speaking out against Islam, and she's still a Muslim, and she's calling for reformation in that religion, saying that we need to fix our religion now and hold ourselves accountable and fix this so that we can coexist if we want to believe in what we want to believe. I would not be at this mosque if there wasn't five terrorists that came from this mosque.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's it, and it, the list goes on. I just can't take any more. Everything just, every time I see another, I turn on the news and it strikes a new chord with me. My Marine brothers that got killed over there in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The list goes on. I can't, it's too much to name. It's overwhelming.
Okay, so I think I found the video. It's the Irrational Fear video. Does that sound right?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. All right. I'm going to post that on the show links. And if you happen to be hearing this show and followed a link to it, then you can get that video there. It runs 5 minutes and 26 seconds. It's professional. It's clean. Direct. It's perfect for this. John, when that was playing on that video of you this morning, that was just so great, man. I was so proud of you guys. I don't know, man. I mean, I can't just be me. It's got to be everyone else that loves you guys so much. And you have so many fans, and you deserve them. And you're just making us so proud with what you did today. It was just so great, man. I can't express it enough to see you guys out there doing that. Yeah. Well, tomorrow. Tomorrow. I'm sure that it's, you know, full swing tomorrow. It was real intimate today. It was just you guys, and that was just cool, man. Just so cool. I'm glad you shot the videos. I'm glad that you uploaded the stuff, and you've kept us in the loop. So tomorrow, do you know what your time frame is going to be like? Your itinerary? When you're going to be doing speeches and whatnot?
We're going out there nice and bright and early. I don't want to waste an entire day spanking Islam in the ass. So we're going out there nice and early, 9 a.m. about when we'll be out there. And we'll probably be out there till about noon or 1 o'clock. Anybody that wants to come up and give a speech, that's fine. If you're going to use my loudspeaker while they're out there, then my only rule is don't call them names. We're not going to sit here and we don't need to. That's a big thing in my book, is I'm not going to waste my time calling them names. I don't want ignorance coming on the microphone, because that's the media will catch that, and they that's the only person, the one person they'll show. We could sit there and blast them for 4 hours with nothing but truth and knowledge and facts, and then one idiot will come on the microphone and start saying something stupid, and it just the media will show only that one idiot. So we just got to police our own at the same time. And,
which one of you guys is shooting the video mostly?
Blaine,
okay.
You got to give it to him. I got to speak up about Brother Blaine. He's the man, honestly. I respect that brother. He is doing an amazing job to make us be heard around the world. That man is a talented man. If there is a man need to be in Hollywood, this motherfucker need to go to Hollywood. He is the man. I love him and I respect him. And thank you, Brother Blaine, honestly.
Could you imagine a car chase?
Thanks, bud.
A car chase, a buddy film with John and Saad? Where they getting a...
John is
like
a bad driver, by the way. I don't want to let him drive anymore.
Okay, I'm not a bad driver. sod just has this tall center of gravity. So when he's sitting in the back seat of my truck, okay, and he's going to sit there and think that he could talk smack to me, I just have to jerk the steering wheel, and his big old tall head, I could make him smack his head on the window.
Yes, he did.
So
does Sod
do the
racist against me?
Does he do the fake leg movement, like that? There's a brake pedal on the floor in front of his foot every 5 minutes.
Or, no,
you know what I'm talking about. We've all had that passenger that does the fake brake leg movement thing.
Yeah, I was doing.
We put Sod in the
back. I was sitting in the back seat.
You can give Sod one of those little kitty steering wheels that hook on the back of your seat. With the little horn button on it, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, backseat driver, put him a little beep beep in the back there. Man, you can't even go out to eat with this guy. You can't go eat with this guy out in public. He
eats everything.
His knees.
Well,
his legs
they don't
big.
They don't make chairs and tables big enough for him.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying, man. The movie industry is missing out. That's it. I'm gonna send a PR team your way and convince you to do some screenings, Sod. And then you can blame me. You can blame me when in 10 years when you're hanging out with Stallone and Schwarzenegger and those guys.
No. I want to hang out with my brothers and sisters, the real one. Not the one got six figures in the bank and don't donate money. I love my brothers. The one don't have money in the bank. They still stealing everything they own, and they give up their life and their personal life come to unite this country. I want to be around this kind of quality of men and women. I don't want to be rich with a fake ass smoking cigar and fuck your old lady when you turn back your back. No, I want to be with my brother right here. I love to be poor. I love my patriot brothers and family. I love them to death, and I will stand by them. Money is good, but not something to live for in your life, my brother. I grew up with money. I don't care for money. You know what I care? I care about love, unity, loyalty, and honor. That's what I care about.
I was just thinking about, I could just imagine a movie. You can call it like,
I'm there too, right with
you. And John Ritzheimer, Sod Solomon, and this epic journey. And could you imagine?
Lynn Cooper plays John Connor in Terminator 15.
You know, I love my family too. I really do. But man, what I wouldn't give to just be able to give everything up and just get a motorhome and just travel the country with these guys. You know what I mean? Just,
it would be awesome.
Just travel the country and see all these different locations. Go bounce around, meet new people. There's other good patriots out there. The spotlight is just burning on us right now. There's a lot of fake motherfuckers out there too, but
almost 90%.
Right?
You know, I kind of want to take the time and thank all those patriots out there that are doing something that don't get heard, because there are some people out there who do a lot of good stuff, and we know a lot of them too, and they don't like the spite, they don't like it like that, but they still give all for their country to try to do something so that we can preserve some kind of liberty and freedom for our children and generations to come after that.
That's true.
Like it says in the Declaration of Independence, our lives are fortunes and our sacred honor.
You also, baby mama just got home from work, so that's in the background. Oh, mommy. Sorry about that, guys. It's okay.
Well, you know what? You're only getting, I'm going to tell you right now, you're only getting 15 more minutes of us, and then we're going to go on and enjoy the rest
of
our
night. Just going to let you guys go. I really am thankful that you were here. Is there anything more that you want to talk, any more information that you want to get out to the fans about tomorrow?
Yeah, well, one thing I just like, if the fans don't know where it's at 7516 North Black Canyon Highway in Phoenix, Arizona. It's right off Northern and I-17. And we'll be out there at 9 a.m. And then also we just want to give you guys thanks for supporting us, sharing our videos, getting the information out, because you're just as important as us being there.
We got to give a shout out to our brothers over the seas also, okay? And it's already going down out there in Australia, Germany, Britain. I'm looking online. You guys can see these rallies too if you're friends with United Patriot Front, Britain First, any of the Pegidas teams and stuff. They're getting it on out there. Australia especially. Oh, they're laying the smack down to these guys, and I love it. So, you know, much love over there internationally as well.
There she is. Okay, so tomorrow you're going to be out there at 9 a.m. If the studio was to call one of you at 10 a.m. for an impromptu update, I'm assuming it would not be Blaine because he's going to be busy filming. So, and who do I call at 10 a.m.?
You can try to give me a buzz.
Okay.
I'll answer for you. All right, give me a buzz. I'll answer for you. I'll give you about 5 minutes.
Shaughnessy too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, geez, thanks for coming on tonight. It was a great treat. Your fans really appreciate it. You already know I'm such a suck up. I totally appreciate it too. And you guys take care. Get lots of rest tonight.
All right, buddy. You have a good night.
All right. You got to be here.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you,
man,
for having me,
bro.
Appreciate it.
Always, man. There he goes. Sod Diesel, the next Terminator.
Sod Solomon, fuck Diesel.
Terminator 15 in theaters in 2018. Once he finally gets sick of us all. We love you, man. You guys take care. All right, everyone else.
I love you too, brother. Thank you. Thank you so much. I just want to let everybody know I really love them and I appreciate them. And tomorrow, always remember, the rally is for humanity, for peace. There is no anger. There is no hate. There is no violence in the rally. It's all about peace and being heard publicly. Don't think we're going there blazing with guns and all that. Not good. We are there in a nice way, and we want to be heard. That's all. It's a message. It needs to be heard in peaceful atmosphere. Thank you for having me, brother. God bless you.
God bless you too, man. Thank you. Take care. All right, there they go. I'll give you updates tomorrow as far as we going on the air or whatever. I'm not really sure. I need to coordinate it around lunchtime, it sounds. So, stay tuned for the goodness. I am Joe Sworn, or whatever you want to call me, and I'm out. Like what you